Welcome to From Passion to Profit, Heart-Centered Strategies for Fit Pros, the podcast designed exclusively for fitness professionals driven by their passion to help others and the desire to succeed. I'm your host, Nicola Page, and I'm excited to have you join me. Each week, myself and guest speakers will be sharing strategies and tactics to help you attract and retain clients whilst creating a business that gives you the freedom, flexibility, and financial security you want. Ultimately, it's all about creating a successful small business that works for you as much as it does for your clients. I'm really pleased you're listening today, so let's dive straight in. Today, I want to share with you two ways to boost sales so you get more money coming in using a strategy called lumpy mail. Lumpy mail can work really well for you in these two ways. Well, firstly, if you want to re-engage with ex-clients or members, and secondly, if you want to get your existing clients or your members to upgrade or buy something new that you're offering. Often, we can spend a lot of time and effort trying to attract in new people. So all of our front-end marketing, we can work really hard at that. When actually, we don't even know those people yet. They don't know us. So it can feel like it, you know, you're pushing a heavy rock up a hill. When sometimes all we need to do is actually look a bit closer to home. And that's what this session is all about. So what is lumpy mail? Well, do you remember the old days when we used to get things through the post? That's how people communicated to us. That's what we're talking about here, but with a difference. So this is about you sending something out in the post to, let's say the first instance is to people who have already had a relationship with you. They've been a member, they've been a client, you've got their home address. You're going to send something to them in the post. I know, what a concept. No emails, no social media, all about in the mail. But you're going to do it slightly differently. So what you need to have is a really brightly coloured envelope. Now, you can stay on brand if you want with that, but it really don't overthink that. It doesn't matter what the colour is. The purpose of the colour of the envelope is to make it stand out. And then you also want to think about what could you put inside the envelope where somebody, they'll pick that envelope up because they're attracted to the colour. They'll pick it up and think, what's inside there? There's something in it. The purpose of the thing that's going inside the envelope is to make them want to open it as opposed to just picking a load of junk mail up and throwing it straight in the bin. So what could you put inside that envelope that's going to make somebody want to open it? Not a pen, though. Please don't put a pen. Charities do pens. Let's leave the pens to them. That's a bit boring. Let's think outside of the box. Now, one of the things that I have done in the past and some of my clients have done in the past is you can get tiny little egg timers, so miniature ones. You can get them on Amazon, I'm sure eBay, all of those kind of places. You can get them really cheap, few pence for these tiny little egg timers that you can put inside the envelope. But it makes the envelope lumpy, hence lumpy mail. And it's like, why? What's in there? I need to see what this is. But what you would do inside that envelope along with that little timer, as an example, would be a sales letter. And the sales letter that you're going to write starts with, as an example, you might be wondering why I've sent you an egg timer. Well, I'm amazed at how quickly time has passed. You've been on my thoughts, so I thought I'd write you a letter. So all you need is a very tenuous link to the gift at the start of the sales letter, and then you're off and running. Other examples might be you can send like a little packet of seeds. Now, the seeds could represent that seeds need to be watered. They need to be nurtured in order to grow and become the plant that they that or the flower that they want to be. The same is the case. We need to nurture, we need water, we need to nourish our bodies, and you might be a nutrition expert. You could think about putting, you could put something in there like a sachet of really nice hot chocolate or a sachet of coffee and say, put the kettle on. I've sent you this gift, I've sent you a sachet of chocolate, put the kettle on whilst you read this letter. It doesn't matter too much about what that gift is. The purpose of it is to get them to just open the letter, first of all, but you just make reference to it at the start. And then what you do in the rest of the letter is you go into all the, I'm going to run you through the key things you would have in there. So let's say, for example, this was a rejoin letter. So it's going out to ex-members, ex-clients. You've not heard or seen from them a while. So you're going to do this as a test strategy. Now, you start with that link to the gift, the tenuous link back to the timer, seeds, whatever it is you're going to send through. And then you would start to agitate the problem. Now, I've previously done an episode on the problem solution fit. So if you haven't listened to that, you might want to go back and listen to that as well. But what we're doing, we're agitating the problem at the start of the letter. We're talking about where they might be at right now, what they're fed up with, frustrated with, what they don't want anymore. We talk to that. You can say, you know, we're hearing lots of people tell us how X, Y, and Z. Then we identify what the solution is, and the solution is obviously what you have to offer. So we talk about how you're still here. Maybe if you're still offering the same solution as you did at the time when they left, we just need to remind them that you're still here and this is what you have to offer. And this is how it helps them with the problem that they've got right now. And then we showcase the results. You can include things like short testimonials in this sales letter as well. One or two of those, if you've got some photos, great. Add those to it as well. So we agitate the problem. We identify the solution. You're here. This is what you have to offer. Maybe there's something slightly different that you've got going on now to what they were used to when they was a member or a client of yours before. So talk to that. Say why that's a great solution if they're still experiencing these problems. And then really move into the results, how other people who you are currently working with have got these great results, and then give them the offer. Now, I would normally recommend you give some form of irresistible rejoin offer for them to come back. It could be as simple as they get a percentage off their first month, or maybe they get the first month free. Maybe they get a slightly discounted rate. Think about what you would like if you was in that ex-client, ex-member shoes. What would you like? What might be just the thing that you need to go, actually, I do still feel like this. I do still want these results. This is a really good offer. I'm going to go back. So tell them about what the offer is and then tell them how long it is available for and what they need to do to take it up. Maybe you're going to include a QR code in that sales letter, but you need to be really specific about what's the action they need to take up that offer that you're positioning to them. And that's how you would structure that sales letter. It's start with a link to the gift, the tenuous link, agitate the problem, identify the solution, showcase the results that they can get by using testimonials, and then give them the offer as a rejoin offer. Now, the second way that you can use this is if you have got, maybe you're launching something new in your business. Maybe you have created a brand new membership or a package or a program. Maybe you've got a course or workshop or something that you want to get people into, something that's coming up quite soon. You can use the lumpy mail strategy to upsell into a new offer. Now, this might go out to past clients, ex-clients or members, but also to your existing clients. You could test, if you've got home addresses for anybody, maybe anybody on your list, whether they've been a client or not, you can still test this with that list as well. As long as you've got somebody's physical address, you can do this. So whatever the new thing is that you want to get people signed up to, you still follow the same premise. We've got our brightly coloured envelope. We've got your version of the sand timer or whatever you want to put in there. We've got that. And now the sales letter is still going to follow exactly the same structure as I've just outlined. But this time, what we are showcasing, the solution that we are now talking about, is actually the new thing that you're offering. So you start with the link back to the gift. So put the kettle on and enjoy this lovely, indulgent hot chocolate whilst you read this letter. You agitate the problem that this new thing solves. So you talk to that. So many people are telling us this. We're hearing lots of people complaining or frustrated or confused about A, B, and C. You fill in the gaps. So agitate the problem, lay the foundations. The whole purpose for them is to go, gosh, yeah, that's how I feel. Yep, that's definitely, I would agree with that. That's how I feel. That's what I'm hearing. Identify the solution, the new thing that you are offering. What is it you want them to say yes to? Talk about the results. Now, if it's new, then the chances are you've got no testimonials that will go along with it. So you can talk about why you believe this solution, this new thing that you're offering, helps them get the results. What is it about it that's going to help them to get to where they want to be? Okay, so if you don't have the actual testimonials to go with it, or maybe this is something that you have tried for yourself and got results with, then you can use yourself as the testimonial, and that's fine to do that. And then you give them the offer. What is it you are actually that you want to tell them about? How much is it? What's the deal that they get? Maybe you're going to give them a time sensitive offer. Maybe because it's new, you're doing a case study offer, or it might be that this is like you just said, it's an introductory offer. All of those things are okay for you to say. But what is it that you want them to do next? How do they raise their hand and say, yes, I'm in, I want that? Is it the QR code? Is it email me? Is it text me? What is it that you want them to do to opt in for it? So the actual sales letter for both are extremely similar. It's just that solution part in the middle and the offer at the end that's slightly different. But the concept of lump email is the same. So the envelope is there to stand out, to attract attention. That's the case of any marketing. We always want to attract attention, whether we're on social media or what we're doing. The envelope is the equivalent of a headline question that draws people in, or a catchy video clip that draws people in. That's the purpose of the envelope. The bit inside, whether it's your sand timer or whatever it is, that's the part that's what you want, gets them to open it to then carry on to read the sales letter that you've put inside. Now, whether that person is ready to take up the offer there and then or not, one thing is for sure, they are going to remember this letter. So they may not be at that stage right now when they're ready to take the offer and move to the next step and start working on and getting the results. But if you now stay front and center in their mind, when they are ready, they will remember that letter. Maybe they're going to keep this little sand timer as a momentum, something that when they look at that and they think, I need to do something about that. And who do I go to? That was me sending that letter. They're going to be thinking, I need to go and speak to Nicola. I remember the letter with the hot chocolate in it, or the seeds in it. Or if they plant the seeds, they're going to see that growing. A constant reminder of you and how you can help them solve their problems. And if they've solved their problem, if this is not actually something that they need help with anymore, do you think they're going to talk about that with other people? Of course they are. The conversations will be next time they see their colleagues or their friends. You never believe what I've got in the post. I've got this. How clever is that? I remember the first time I received a version of lump email from, I was kind of on the radar of looking for a business coach many, many years ago. So I was on his email list. I'd signed up to some kind of workshop. So he'd got my contact details. And then this letter came through the post. It was so clever that I actually kept it for years. And then when I was ready to go, yeah, I need to work with somebody, I need to step right out of my comfort zone, he was the first person that I went to. So, but it took a couple of years for me to get to that point. Now, hopefully we want the people you're sending it to take the offer up quicker than that. But here's the thing with marketing, sales and marketing, there is a pipeline that you need to fill. There is a lag time between what you put out now and the results that you get. But I think we live in a world where we want such instant gratification. We want the likes, we want the shares, we want the comments, we want them now. before our stories disappear, that we forget actually we have to do things that will slowly build up the pipeline. So if you're sending out this lumpy mail now, but you don't get any results immediately, don't assume that it has not worked, because it might just be that you're gradually building up that relationship again, and when they are ready, you will be the first person that they're going to think of. So let's just look at what I think your actions are. Hopefully you've listened to this thinking, yeah, I'm going to give this a test. So here's what you need to do first. Pull together a list of ex-clients or members, okay, and look and see, maybe you've already got a management system that you use and it's very easy for you to run a report off and you've got all their addresses. Maybe you're still old school. Maybe you've got a load of parkues hanging around somewhere with their addresses on. Get a list of addresses. Depending on how long ago when they were a member, some of their addresses may be that may have moved, right? May not be relevant. So we're going to have to put a percentage of that number. Let's say you've got 100 on a list. Probably allow for 10% of those to actually not be living at that address anymore. But get the list together anyway, because we're going to run it as a test. Then decide on what your lumpy mail gift will be. Do not overthink this. It really doesn't matter that much, as long as you can put some kind of link at the start of the letter. Then write your sales letter. Remember, we're going to do the link to the gift. We're going to agitate the problem that we're assuming they've still got, because we know that's why they came into our world in the first place. So agitate that problem. Talk about the solution, your memberships, your packages. Maybe you've got something new that's going on. Talk about that and how it solves that problem. Talk about the results they can expect to get. If you've got testimonials, include those in there. And then give them the irresistible offer with a deadline and tell them exactly how they need to sign up. And then just send it out. Track your results. So have all those people on a list somewhere and track the results. As somebody comes back in and says, yes, I've got the letter, mark that off on your tracking sheet of some description, and just so you can see how many people have come back or have gone on to buy the upsell off the back of this letter. And again, as I've said, don't just assume that because it maybe you didn't get a big influx coming through at this point. Don't assume it hasn't worked, because it took me 2 years, having received that letter, to actually go ahead and work with a coach many years ago. So your clients are lining up. The thing of it is, you've got to think outside the box. You've got to stand out. You've got to be different. Don't follow the masses. The masses are all on social media. They're doing the same thing. It's all becoming white noise. So my challenge to you is, you do something different so you stand out. People remember you. Talk to other people about you. And when they are ready, they will come back. So there you have it. 2 ways to give your sales a boost using lumpy mail. Offline marketing strategies such as this, they still work really well. You just have to think outside the box. So give it a try and let me know how you get on. Connect with me on social media and send me a DM, because I would really, honestly, I would love to know how it goes for you. But if you are looking for a bit more support, if you've got a health and fitness business and you kind of get a bit stuck and you don't really know which direction to go in, you need a bit more handholding, but you're not at the point where you want a business coach, then you might just want to have a think about my health and fitness business members club. It's super affordable with tons of support and value for you. There's a link in the show notes that tells you all about it. Have a little look, check it out. But if you decide it's not for you, no problem, but it is there as a way of me being able to help you in a bigger way. So check that out. But that's it from me for today. So I'll see you on the next episode. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, leave a note. Let me have a comment. Let me know how you're getting on. But until next time, bye for now. Thanks for listening to From Passion to Profit. I've been your host, Nicola Page, and I'm on a mission to help as many fit pros as I can to create successful small businesses. And the best way for me to do that is to get this podcast out to as many fit pros as possible. I'd be really grateful you could help me to do that by sharing and leaving a review. And if you're looking for more personal support and strategies to help you grow your business, come and join our Health and Fitness Business Members Club. It's an extremely low-cost membership that gives you huge value each month. There's no long-term commitment. You can just simply cancel at any time. All the links on how to join the club are in the show notes.